questions for Braden and Lars. We'll start with Isabel here in the middle left.
If both of you can answer, you guys are 7-1 on the road this postseason. Why do you think you guys have been so good away from home in the playoffs?
Who do you want to answer it?
Both of you. One of you. Yeah.
Well, I think I got a similar question earlier. I think maybe not so much this year, but in the past we've been a little at times thinking we could get away with things at home because we were always confident we could score 4 or 5 or however much we needed. So I think when you're on the road, you tend to maybe have a little less cheat in your game and really focus on being disciplined. I think we've done exactly that in all 3 series we played this year.
Yeah, I think a lot like what Lars was saying, I think we worked hard at it all year to try and figure out how to win on the road, and towards the end of the regular season, we're finding those ways, and a lot of it comes with simplifying, knowing how to set up a game, and our guys are doing a great job. Mainly stems from forecheck, setting up that tone early, and then we're just confident in any situation. I think that is at home or the road.
Scotty, how about that?
Lars, when you signed your extension, you talked about how you felt this was a good fit for you and your family. What makes it such a good fit for you, and maybe what we see you play at your finest here in these playoffs?
Yeah, I just feel at home on this team. Had a clear defined role, and I've enjoying playing in Barry's system, and there's just a lot I think has come together for me. But that playing under this system is a lot of freedom offensively, and I have good support all around me, and I've had a lot of stability, so it wasn't a hard decision for me to wanting to stay in Washington.
Sorry, I said the wrong one.
For both of you, please. How much of a jolt might it give a team, a bench, at a given point in a game when unlikely contributors score or make a big play or something like that?
I think it's huge for us. I mean, we like Lars was saying, we have pretty clearly defined roles, and I think that's why we having success right now, as everyone knows exactly what their job is to, and that includes chipping in offense to find those ways, because those are it's great. I love it when those guys, especially, are killing penalties all the time, chipping the big goals, because those guys are doing the grunt work that doesn't get any or as much credit as is deserved, and it's fun to watch, and I think we have a great group that way that everyone just wants everyone else to succeed in their room, and it's fun to see those guys succeed.
Yeah, I think every year you look at teams that are in the Stanley Cup finals or win the Stanley Cup, they have contribution from all from the top of the lineup down to the to the bottom players. Today Devontae gets a big goal for us. Basket, Peaks got a big goal. Kempney, guys that aren't always expected to score. You need that kind of contribution up and down the line in the playoffs if you want to win, I believe.
Lars, we all talk about how you were filling in for Nick. I was just wondering if you look at it that way, and also, do you feel like your game kind of fits the play? It's always kind of fit the playoff, the way playoff style.
I think I like the playoffs. I embrace when there's more on the line and the stakes are higher. I always like that, and I think that it brings out the best of me and the best in me. And now with Nick out, I've just been playing more minutes. The role is not that much different. I think it's just I'm out there more. At times during the season, I play with Duran and Oshie too on the line. So. That's how I see it.
Braden, you have talked about the resiliency and the mental toughness of this group. In the first period, a couple of calls, when it gets to they pop a couple of goals. Why was this team able to overcome adversity?
You know, I said it before, I think one of our greatest strengths as a team is we're pretty calm and confident in any situation, wherever the score is at. We seem to just regroup and play. And obviously, sometimes calls don't go your way. I mean, refs are human. Sometimes you get those breaks, sometimes they go against you. You just have to control those. I mean, and I think we're doing a good job of that. It's just whatever the situation is, that's out of your control, you just let it be and you just focus on what you can do. And I think as a group from top to bottom, we've continually got better at that throughout the year. And I think this playoffs is, we're taking another level in that aspect.
We'll take two more questions. Arash, back right.
Guys, after the game, Stamkos said, you would have thought we'd learn our lesson by now with goals in the final seconds of the period. And then you see Kucherov hit Conley. You think you're in their heads right now, being up 2-0, winning these two games in their building?
I don't look at those things at all. Our job isn't to concern ourselves with those type of things that can throw it off in a series. Our job is to focus on what we can do to have success against the Tampa Bay Lightning, because we still respect them. They're a great team, and we know that they're going to keep pushing harder and harder as the series goes on. So those little things, those are the type of things that get you off your game if you start thinking, man, we're having fun playing hockey.
Last question, way back on the left.
Lars, Tampa Bay had a lot of success so far in the playoffs on the road. And if you think back to your Columbus series, you guys won both of the first two games, or lost the first two games and came back and won that series. What do you have to do now, going back to Washington, to prevent a similar comeback from the Lightning?
I think we have to remember what made us successful down here these first two games, and then we gotta go do that again. That sounds simple, but I think that's exactly what it is. I don't think we gotta change the mindset going into the game at home, thinking, of a different approach because the building's different. I think we're well aware of what gave us success down here, and we'll remember it going into Tuesday's game. You don't know what's gonna happen. It's like I said, the host just said, I think the series is gonna get harder and harder. They're not gonna lie down, give it to us for free. So next game is gonna be the hardest one in this series, and we're gonna match their intensity.